This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Automotive analyst Lauren Fix warned listeners of The Kim Munson Show that about 17 states are testing or phasing in-per-mile driving taxes, a system that charges motorists for every mile they travel rather than taxing them at the fuel pump. The actual scope of the movement is even larger than Fix described. According to the Tax Foundation, 37 states have conducted research or joined regional coalitions studying vehicle miles traveled taxes, and 24 of those states have either a pilot program or an active program. The Washington State Transportation Commission puts the research figure even higher, at 40 states as of 2024. The shift is being driven by a simple math problem. The federal gas tax has not been raised since 1993, and as vehicles become more fuel efficient and electric vehicles pay nothing at the pump, the Highway Trust Fund is losing purchasing power. According to the Congressional Research Service, the federal gasoline tax has lost roughly 73% of its purchasing power since it was last raised. States are looking for alternatives, and vehicle miles traveled taxes are the leading candidate. The double taxation question. Fix put the concern plainly. The people with gasoline and hybrid cars are paying twice, so if I'm filling up at the pump, I'm paying a tax, a federal and a state, and I'm driving on the roads now, I'm paying a mileage tax. Every state with an active vehicle miles traveled program has designed its system to prevent exactly that scenario. Oregon's Orego program, the nation's first road usage charge system launched in 2015, charges 2 cents per mile and issues a non-refundable credit for the state's 40-cent per gallon fuel tax paid at the pump. The Washington State Transportation Commission states the principle explicitly: drivers would pay road usage charge or gas tax, but not both. But the risk Fix identified is not hypothetical. Colorado illustrates why. Colorado Senate Bill 21-260, signed in 2021, created a road usage fee assessed per gallon of gasoline and diesel. This fee is layered on top of the existing motor fuel tax, not offered as a replacement. It is being phased in from fiscal year 2022 through 2031. The Colorado Department of Transportation has also conducted separate vehicle miles, traveled pilot programs at a rate of 1.2 cents per mile. For Colorado drivers, the result is additional fees without any offset for what they already pay in fuel taxes. Which states are furthest along? 4 states have enacted vehicle miles traveled programs, according to the Eno Center for Transportation, Oregon in 2015, Utah, Virginia, and Hawaii in 2023. Outside of Hawaii, none of these programs are mandatory. That will change. Oregon is transitioning to a semi-mandatory system, beginning July 1, 2027. Used electric vehicle drivers must choose a flat fee or per-mile payment at registration renewal. New electric vehicles follow on January 1, 2028, and hybrids on July 1, 2028. Hawaii has the most aggressive timeline. Its HYRUC program will require mandatory participation for electric vehicle drivers by July 1, 2028, and for all non-heavy vehicles by 2033. It will be the first state where per-mile charges are compulsory for all drivers. California, which faces a roughly $215 billion 10-year transportation funding gap according to the California Road Charge Program, ran a 6-month pilot from August 2024 through January 2025 under Senate Bill 339 at a rate of 2.8 cents per mile. Assembly Bill 1421, which passed the California Assembly on January 29, 2026, directs continued study with a final report due by January 1, 2027. At the federal level, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act required the Department of Transportation to conduct a nationwide vehicle miles traveled pilot, and the Department of Transportation named members of an advisory board in December 2025. Rural drivers and the fairness debate. Fix argued that per-mile taxes hit rural commuters hardest. Not everybody lives a mile from work. And so if you live out in the country, you're enjoying life, and then you have to drive to work and it takes you an hour, which isn't unusual. Then what? Then you're paying for the mileage driving both directions. And that's where the problem lies. the picture is more complicated than it first appears. The Washington State Transportation Commission found that low-income drivers pay 14% more per mile driven under the current gas tax compared to high-income drivers, largely because they tend to drive less fuel-efficient vehicles. A National Bureau of Economic Research working paper reached a similar conclusion, finding that rural areas and central United States census tracts would generally pay less under a flat per mile rate than they currently pay in gas taxes. The counterpoint is equally valid. Even if the per mile rate is lower, high mileage rural drivers would still face a larger total annual bill simply because they drive more. The equity impact depends on whether you measure fairness by the per mile cost or the total dollars paid each year. Arizona pushes back. Not every state is moving toward vehicle miles traveled taxes. Arizona placed a constitutional amendment on the November 2026 ballot that would prohibit any state tax or fee based on miles traveled. If approved, Arizona would become the first state to constitutionally ban vehicle miles traveled programs. The measure passed the legislature on party-line Republican votes, signaling that opposition to per-mile taxation is becoming a partisan fault line. And now, Kim's perspective. Kim's perspective. Lauren Fix is right to sound the alarm, and the reality is even bigger than she described. When government tells you it needs to track every mile you drive to fairly fund roads, that is not a funding mechanism, it is a philosophy of governance. The gas tax, for all its flaws, operates on a simple transaction. You buy fuel, you pay a tax, and nobody in a government office needs to know where you drove or how far. A per-mile system inverts that relationship. It requires the state to measure your movement before it can bill you. Colorado's approach under Senate Bill 21-260 is particularly troubling because it layers new fees on top of existing taxes with no credit and no replacement. That is not tax reform. That is tax expansion dressed up as modernization. Arizona's constitutional amendment offers a model for states that still believe the government works for the people, not the other way around. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.